Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
So wouldn't you say that, though, if you're a cult leader?
Yeah.
What's up? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your favorite podcast, a podcast brought to you by Hip Hop DX. And here is where we like to keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop culture. I am one of your hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
Yes, it's Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
And Blueface is out here allegedly starting a cult.
Allegedly.
That's what the streets are calling it.
Uh-huh.
Freddie Gibbs is facing backlash for a video he posted up on social media. Dating rumors have sparked between Dream Doll and Snowfall actor Damson Idris.
Uh-oh.
North Carolina rapper Cam Coldheart has unfortunately passed away, and there might be some foul play in his death. Mm. Then we got new music. Lil Baby dropped On Me with Meg Thee Stallion, the remix. Also, that new DJ Khaled album is coming, and French Montana is hopping on the remix to Trackstar.
Oh, snap, but let's get into it today.
All right, let's do it. Okay, so let's start out with Blueface, because this whole situation is hilarious to me. What's going on with him and his new show and this alleged cult?
Yeah, Blueface has been trending for the past couple of days. And if you've followed Blueface on his social media for like a while now, it's always been like type crazy, like in the club and all the girls and all the drama that he's been going on with these women. But as of lately, when it comes to the show, a couple women were showing that they were getting tattoos of Blueface or Blueface type tattoos on their body and things like that. And then
the show is already like airing.
I think they're filming.
Okay, so he's filming for a new show that's gonna come out.
Yeah.
And for this show, he has a bunch of different women staying with him.
Yes. In one house.
Okay. So several different women, they're all together in this one house. There's like bunk beds. They're sleeping in the same rooms together. Mm-hmm. And recently, a video came out of Blueface making all these women get tattoos of him.
Yeah, a couple of videos were going around. And I think the main part why people are thinking that it's a cult is one of the girls posted like this long iMessage note of being like, you know, we're like kind of defending Blueface, being like, you know, he puts us in this house. He gives us money. There's like a 5-star chef that comes and cooks for us. We get shopping, we get our clothes. And it's kind of like almost in a sense a brainwash, like they think it's okay. Because again, taken care of by Blueface. And that's why people are like, girl, that's a cult. Like, what are you talking
it's
about?
It's giving the beginning stages of the R. Kelly thing. Yeah. Remember like when the girls on the surviving R. Kelly, when they were like, oh yeah, he would give us clothes, money.
Exactly.
He would have us staying in these nice hotels.
A lot of people are saying that too, like, oh, it sounds like, you know, some R. Kelly type stuff, and these girls say that now that it's okay, but watch a couple of years later that they would get a Blueface documentary, which is just, you know, speculation of like people joking and stuff. But
right, this is what social media is saying. We are not saying that Blueface has a cult.
Right.
We're just saying social media is alleging that it's a cult.
Yeah, and then Blueface actually did respond to all the allegations, and he first tweeted, "What the F is a cult?" And we're like, okay.
To say, wouldn't you say that though if you're a cult leader?
Yeah.
What's a cult? I don't even know what that is.
Right, like just act nonchalant, like you don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But he went on to tweet, "For those who are curious, my show is a 3-week series. I move women in from all over the U.S., fly them out to Cali, put them under one roof. I own 2 homes. I don't stay there. I take care of all their financial needs while they are here. I promote their brands, etc. We film all day. Tune in."
So it's his own reality show.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if a network is picking it up or he's just doing this just because.
This is on his own accord. Like, he's just filming his own reality show.
Sounds like
okay, I get it. If they're being compensated for this, not just having their financial needs taken care of, because what that means is, okay, I'm giving them somewhere to stay. I'm giving them food. I'm giving them whatever necessities they need, but are they actually being compensated with money?
Right.
Like actual paychecks for this? That's what I'm curious to know. Because if you're just taking care of all their needs, that sounds more like a pimp. Like, all right, I'll make sure y'all are clothed and fed.
Exactly. So, I don't know. He goes on to say, we don't tolerate any sexual conduct between men and women. So the women do tend to grow interest in each other because of this. But they are adults at the end of the day. It's only so much I can control. So what they do with each other is a part of the show. That was the last he said
about
it.
So now you're policing people's bodies, too. We don't tolerate any contact between men and women. Like, how you going to tell them that? I don't know. It just sounds a little weird. I'm not going to lie. It sounds a little weird.
It's definitely a little weird. Like, I don't. Where could you sign up for this show? How did he find these women that were okay with this? Because if it was me, I couldn't do it. Like,
But there is something to be said, though, about, like, willing adult participants in this, if he does tell them, like, okay, this is what's going to go down. You're going to come to my house. You're going to live with all of these other different people. Like, I don't... It's tough because if someone's if they're of adult age and they choose to do that, you can't really stop them. So I don't know if it's Blueface's fault or their fault, but it's just, I see why people are turning a side eye to it.
Yeah, definitely. So it's interesting. I guess we'll wait till the show comes out or whatever.
Yeah, we'll see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, somebody else that's been getting some backlash lately is Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah, Freddie Gibbs had posted a video on his Twitter on Sunday night, and I believe this video was making its rounds, but for Freddie Gibbs to post it, people had a problem with it, because in the video, basically it was a man at a Holiday Inn Express, and he was being, you know, sternly questioned by this customer, and I guess they had an issue, and at first the employee had, like, hit the computer for a mistake being made, and that's when the guy started filming, being like, you want to get mad and hit the computer because you made a mistake, because your company made a mistake, you want to take it out on me, and then after that, the employee, like, hits himself in the head and slams his head into the computer and has like a mental kind of breakdown. So that was the video.
Yeah, I saw that. And you can clearly see in the video that the employee was going through something mentally. I don't know if that's like always how the employee is or he just had a breakdown in that moment, but you can definitely tell, like, okay, something's wrong here beyond just an issue with the customer. Like, it's something that the employee was dealing with internally. So, yeah, that was evident in the video.
Yeah, definitely so. And so then when Freddie Gibbs tweeted it, he said, somebody make sure this white boy don't have a gun. Mm-hmm. And then that's when everybody was like, they were disgusted with him for his decision to even post a disturbing video on social media.
Gotcha.
And someone said, as somebody on the spectrum, I like to say the person recording this and Freddie Gibbs can go F themselves. Poor guy, hope he gets through this. So a lot of people were kind of just like, why would you post it? Why would you say, oh, I hope he doesn't have a gun? Like saying, like, oh, he's a killer just because he acted crazy or had a mental breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what people's issue was with Freddie Gibbs posting the video.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You could see that the guy was going through something. So my thing was, they need to have more energy for the person antagonizing him in the video and recording the video and putting it out there than they need to have for Freddie Gibbs. Now, I understand they may not know who that person is, but it's more that person's fault than it is for everybody on social media reposting it, which is also wrong. But it's just like, the person in the video, you know that that man had some sort of mental issue. So why are you antagonizing him? And why are you recording this and putting it on social media for people to react to? Like, exactly. I feel like that was the more wrong part than it was Freddie Gibbs, because Freddie Gibbs posts outlandish things on a daily basis and comments on them. And his response to this was funny to me, even though I felt like it was wrong to post the video. What did he say about the women that were fighting? Did you see that one? when he was like, I posted two naked women fighting the other day and y'all didn't question their mental health or something like that.
Oh, no, I missed that one. But he said that? Mm-hmm. Oh, hell. So, I mean, he has a point.
He was like, I post people acting crazy all the time on my page and y'all don't say anything or show any concern about them. But when it's this man, then, and I say something about having a gun, now you have a concern for the mental illness. So, I don't know. I don't expect Freddie Gibbs to not post crazy videos.
Like, yeah, at this point. And people were asking him to remove it, and he was like, no. He implied that he was not trying to poke fun at the moment, but show concern. He said, that's why I said check on the B, the F. That's how I responded. So,
yeah, man. Like, I don't... When he posted it, I didn't think, oh, he's trying to make fun of a guy with mental illness.
Yeah, I thought, I didn't think
either. Yeah, like I didn't get that vibe. I hope that's not what he was trying to do. But yeah. I see why people had a problem with it.
And even that, a lot of people last saw the video on the other posts and people were laughing in the comments and people were like, you know, laughing at the man. And some people were also like concerned, but it's like, you can't be mad. You can't pinpoint one anger towards a celebrity that reposted a video just like everybody else was.
Exactly.
You're posting and saying something.
I think the person in the video was the most wrong. The person sitting there recording that and going back and forth with this guy who's clearly going through something. Like,
yeah, definitely.
But yeah. Oh, more social media fodder to get into. So Dreams All and actor Damson Idris, who is the lead actor in Snowfall, They were spotted out together recently, or they weren't even necessarily out together. It was just a picture of them together.
Right. And once people saw the picture of them together, it sparked these crazy dating rumors.
Mm-hmm.
And then both of them had to go to social media to clear it up. And Damson had said, okay, so don't pose near women because then we are apparently married. Forgive me, I'm still learning. A wine emoji. Classy, classy, classy. And then Dream Doll said, y'all need to relax. Potential boo. I literally just met him yesterday. It was just a damn photo.
Right. It's just like he's on a show, one of the most talked about shows that are out.
If right.
You link up or see him wherever you're at, you're probably going to be like, oh, can I get a picture? Oh, love the show. Can we take this pic real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't see how people got that just from the picture.
Yeah, I don't either. But that's got to be frustrating too. Like, if you just around somebody and someone does take a picture and people post it, it's like, why do other people automatically think that somebody goes together just because they were in a picture together? Like, how do you think that celebs deal with that? Like,
and I could see if they were on each other's Instagram stories, like hanging out, then I could be like, oh, okay, well, they were out having a good old time.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, they still might not be together, but that's at least more pointing towards it than just a picture.
Right.
So
I don't get it. People are running crazy these days.
Yeah. Speaking of crazy, North Carolina rapper Cam Coldheart passed away recently, unfortunately. And if you remember who Cam Coldheart is, his claim to fame was kind of getting into an altercation with the baby. Well, national fame.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how people got to know him nationally. People in North Carolina kind of knew him already.
Yeah.
But when he got into the altercation with the baby at the Louis Vuitton store, that's kind of when people found out who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he died suddenly at a young age. He was 33 years old, and he just passed away unexpectedly. But now they're saying that there might be some foul play involved with his death.
Yeah, when I saw that it got posted that he had passed away, a lot of people and things that I've heard were it was like a drug overdose and things like that.
Right.
But now, like you said, it's being investigated as now a homicide.
Oh, wow.
So that's really interesting, too, because, I mean, like you said, he is a North Carolina artist. And it's like, well, who would be out to really get Cam Coldheart like that? Like, he was kind of like chilling for a while after the baby stuff went down, posting his music and things like that. So, and then to see that he died, like, what happened?
Yeah, but if they're saying it's foul play, like, how was it? Like, what's the cause of death? That's what I'm trying to get an understanding of, because if you say, oh, somebody did something to him, like, did he die of, like, poison? Like, what was the cause of death? They just said he passed away suddenly. So how do we get foul play from that is what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I'm wondering that, too. If we had our little, like, detective music or conspiracy music, it's really interesting because, like I said, when it came on my timeline, I was like, what? There's no way. Like, I thought it was another, like, hoax or a a little fake news to like get popping again, because they still say him and the baby was a fake beef this whole time. So I was like, is he really trying to get like clout from this again? But I was like, but his aunt came out and said that he had passed away, and a couple other family members were confirming it. So
yeah,
it's crazy. It's just weird. It's weird to me.
Yeah, well, rest in peace to that man. I hope his family gets answers
to
what happened, really.
Mm-hmm.
But on a lighter note, Lil Baby and Meg Thee Stallion came and dropped off a little something-something on us.
Okay, now.
Yeah, so they put out the remix to Lil Baby's song, On Me. They dropped the song and video at the same time. The video looks fire, literally.
Literally.
It's just Meg Thee Stallion with a bunch of volcanoes and fire and mm-hmm. hot girl vibes.
Yeah, as you know.
Yeah, so she came through, did her little verse. Her and Lil Baby looked good together. The video was dope. Like, it was just a good release.
That's good. I think it was about time for Lil Baby and Megan link up.
Right.
So.
But it's interesting that this comes after Meg Thee Stallion announced that she was taking a break from music for a while.
That is true.
Well, her team announced it anyway. But you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking this was already recorded, locked and loaded before then.
Yeah.
And then Meg was probably like, all right, this is the cutoff. Like,
right, this is the last one I'm going to let slide out into the music world.
Exactly, because mm-hmm. the break is already underway. It's already happening. So if we go to Meg Thee Stallion's profile, the video is posted, but it's not like her promoting it. You can tell her team actually posted it, because they already said her team's going to be taking over social media, and they have like this futuristic template thing that they're doing while Megan is recovering.
Yeah.
So I guess everything that they like post in this type of little futuristic thing is from the team and not from Megan.
Interesting.
Yeah. Huh. So she's still on break, it looks like. But the song is out and it's dope. Another dope song that's going to be on the way, Trackstar Remix.
Okay, because Trackstar's heating up.
Trackstar's been hot for a little minute now.
Right.
And French Montana is hopping on a remix, gonna make it even hotter. On Monday, French put out an Instagram post saying, "Quiet before the storm. It's on the way," talking about the Trackstar remix. So he shows like him and Mooski linking up in the studio. They're hearing the song back, they're reacting to it. It sounds like it's gonna be good.
I feel like French Montana hops on a lot of remixes lately instead of like putting out new music.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that if that's what he wants to do, then cool. But I feel like Trackstar shouldn't have had a remix.
Yeah, the
French
regular
Montana.
Version.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what French Montana does to that type of song, because I don't know how they're gonna do
he's
it.
He's gonna. He said trap star. She fell in love with a trap star. So
oh,
I guess he's gonna make a play on that.
Well, there we go.
Mooski's, the girl is the track star, and French is the trap star. So I want to hear it. Like, I from the little clip, from the remix clip, it sounded like, okay, French is going to do his thing on there. So we'll see. And lastly, new album from DJ Khaled is on the way, man. It's coming in 2 days.
Dropping this Friday, April 30th. Of course, it's called Khaled. And people are getting really excited about it because a couple of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
There's rumors going around that he has a song on there with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Ooh.
So new Beyonce and Jay-Z has everybody kind of fired up if it is true.
Right.
Because he had posted, "I have a gift for the world," he wrote on a Instagram caption. "I can't wait to share it with you. Let's talk tomorrow," which I would guess means today. So maybe something later. He said, "Are you available?" That's in, yeah.
He also said, "Album 100% done. It's time." He said, "I told my team, let's push the button. Hashtag Khaled this Friday, April 30th.
Let's go.
Come on, man. We already know Her is going to be on the album. We know the Migos are going to be up there. Mm-hmm. Just the other day, he was talking about the Roddy Ricch vocals.
That's true.
So we are about to have all of our favorite artists up here, basically. And I wonder, like, if he's going to have some of the other people that have been, like, killing it this year, like the Lil Babies or the Meg Thee Stallions.
Oh, yeah.
Or anybody like that. That or he had baby.
Right, that he didn't get to show off on social media. So.
Right.
Hmm.
Because, like, we only know about 3 or 4 artists that are going to be up there. And you know Khaled be having, like, 15, 20 artists on the album. So
exactly.
I wonder who else is going to be up there. But we shall soon see. Mm-hmm. It's out this Friday. And I think that's a good note to end on.
Yeah, definitely.
That wraps up today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms and subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, on our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, follow us too. I'm at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.